Australia's first purpose-built establishment for convict women sent to the colony of New South Wales was built on a four-acre portion of land on the upper reaches of the Parramatta River. Designed by emancipated convict Frances Greenway, the foundation stone of the female factory was laid in 1818 by Governor Macquarie. In 1821, convict women were transferred from their living spaces above the town jail. The female factory operated as an assignment depot, prison, place of industry, and medical facility until 1847, when it was repurposed as an invalid and lunatic asylum. Here, local Parramatta historian Anne Matthews talks about everyday life for women at the female factory.
They would also go out the back, pick brush to make brooms, because at one stage there, the races were on. The first racetrack was in the governor's domain, which is the other side of the river to the female factory. And the girls were out picking brush one day, and they could hear everybody enjoying themselves over the other side of the river. And they decided, well, they wanted to go to the races. So off they went. According to the newspaper, one of the girls even finished up on the back of the horse with the job. Some of the male convicts had actually joined in also. I don't know where they came from, but evidently they were there also. So the girls went to the races that day. The girls made brooms. I believe it was just for their own use in the factory. I don't know that they sold them at any stage. The girls had sewing to do, and if the settlers wanted anything, the girls could do it after they had finished their allotted amount. And they could earn money if they wanted to. This money was taken on their behalf and put into a bank account. Unfortunately, not all the money made it to the bank account, but most of it did, and they, at least they could earn a little bit. They didn't really need it in the factory unless they were buying contraband. There was a problem at one stage of spirits being thrown over the fence or delivered in bladders.
You have been listening to local historian Anne Matthews share her knowledge of the Parramatta Female Factory. This recording was prepared by the City of Parramatta Council in 2018 and features music by Chad Crouch. The City of Parramatta acknowledges the Darug people as the traditional custodians of the land on which the female factory buildings stand.